I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A 6.3 magnitude quake struck northern Afghanistan on Monday. It was around 1 a.m. local time when most families were inside their homes. Nehemiah with FMI says the Taliban-run nation lacks basic infrastructure, including heavy machinery for disaster relief.
Afghan people, they are digging the rubble with their bare hands and trying to find out their loved ones who are buried or who are down in the rubble.
Authorities said Monday that at least 20 people were killed and over 640 injured. Survivors need tents, food, blankets, and basic medical help, says Nehemiah. But access to these people is limited because of Taliban control and diversion of aid. When FMI partners can help, they tell families that the aid comes from the hands and feet of Christ. So pray for gospel hope to reach survivors. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And deafness is the only disability that creates a separate language, sign language. Most deaf communities are cut off from the gospel because it's not available in a sign language they understand. Door International's Rob Meyer says,
globally, there's about 300 or more sign languages. Less than a third have any verse of scripture translated.
You can help deaf people know the good news by partnering with Door International. We'll show you how at missionnews.org.
One of the biggest issues facing the deaf community right now in terms of gospel access is a lack of awareness in the global church. So if this is your first time recognizing that deaf people have had barriers to the gospel, take an opportunity to share this story.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe. It's the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.